I was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma back in May of 1998. I went through three rounds of chemotherapy here in the Buffalo area. All were clinical trials. The first one put me in remission for 6.5 years. Then I relapsed, and I had two more rounds of chemo. And I've been in remission for the last 5.5 years. So today I'm feeling great. I'm in remission, living a normal life. My involvement with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society actually started back in 2006. My wife actually participated in a team and training half marathon down in Disney World in my honor. And that really introduced me to the organization. And it's from there I became associated with the Light the Night program. We have a team called Wayne's Warriors, which I've captained for the last 5 years, and I've been an adult ambassador with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Light the Night program a couple of times. I've become a First Connections volunteer, and the last 2 or 3 years I've been the day of event chairman for this Light the Night event. So I really try to be involved with this organization, which I think is outstanding. I think it does an awful lot for people, particularly those who are dealing with cancer, the caregivers who are dealing with it, and, of course, those who've lost loved ones to it.
Light the Night can be a moving event. It really is emotional. Bring us there. Tell us about it.
I will. For me, Light the Night... it attracts me for many reasons. One, it's about supporting, not just supporting another great cause. This cause is real and personal to me. I've lived it. I've seen a lot of people who have dealt with this terrible disease. And it's an opportunity, actually, to take action and to do something about it. This is an event that allows people to help people whom they will never meet, but still raise money that will actually pay dividends. And let me give you an example. Another reason is about hope. For me, Light the Night raises money to fight cancer. That actually, I lived through that for my first treatment. There was a new drug hit the market that year that had just come on the market. It was revolutionary to lymphomas. Without that, I don't know if I'd be here today. So I really, you can see all this fundraising in action. The actual event itself is outstanding. It provides hope. It provides inspiration to see people walk around Delaware Park with thousands of lighted balloons at dusk is just so touching. And for the cancer patient or the survivor, it says there's others out there that are really behind me, others that are out there raising money to help me.
It is always amazing that you're able to connect with so many people that it has affected, whether it's them personally, just as it duplicates your story, or family members that have gone through it.
It makes you feel part of a caring community. This is a group of people who gather together for one cause, for one common mission. Very simple. We're trying to fund a cure for cancer and improve the quality of the life of those who are going through it.
And you talked about the treatment that you received. How did you find out about it, and how quickly was it effective for your treatment?
Well, I was a doctor recommendation. I received my treatment here by at Roswell Park when I went through the actual chemo programs, and which were, by the way, outstanding. But my involvement with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society actually began when my wife found out about their team and training event, which was a fundraiser, and I was so inspired, not only by my wife, but the people that go through those programs, the effort the volunteers put in to help those who are going through this awful disease. It really does give you hope to say, well, you know, if they can do it, I can get through this next week of my treatments or whatever.
Obviously, you feel that there is enough going on here in this region, in this community. We're very blessed to have what we have.
You took the words out of my mouth. That was the word I was going to use. We are blessed to have such great health care here in Western New York. My wife and I moved here from Maine back in the mid-90s, and we kept saying to ourselves, why are we in Buffalo, New York? What is it about Buffalo? And it turns out we live 20 minutes away from one of the best cancer centers in the country. So,
feel that there was some fate involved in that.
Absolutely,
huh?
Yeah. I believe it was the grace of God that brought us here.
Wayne, how do you reach out to others now through your experience?
Well, I try to do it a variety of ways. Certainly, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society provides opportunity for me through this various programs that the organization has. I get to speak with people who are fundraising. I'm actually one of the first Connection volunteers for the organization, which is a program that provides an opportunity when people are diagnosed with cancer to talk with someone who's been through it. And I think that's a great program. I know when I first was diagnosed, I was scared to death. I didn't know what to face. That fear of the unknown was there. And here's a program that addresses that issue.
Wayne, thank you so much for coming in and being our guest. We appreciate
welcome.
It.